Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship you'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
What's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And you might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Well, I'm just still, I'm late to having formulated this thought fully.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm a few seconds late. Thinking about Brandon Bean, again, referencing fantasy football yesterday. Like, I think he has, this is not a big comment, a good way about him. Like, disposition, Bean. I think if he sounded different, though, maybe looked different, sounded different, he might get people really fired up because some of it is just a lot. And, you know, it's sort of a soft sound and gentle. And what he's saying, like, you know, guys, it wasn't soft or gentle when he walked in our doors back the day after the draft. But still, like, in general, I think he has kind of a good way about him. But he's also he says things like this, you know, just like what we don't know. He's telling us what we don't know. And yesterday there was another comment about fantasy, you know, trades, what? They're easy to talk about and all these, 2 to tango, all the kind of stuff about how it didn't get done. But he wasn't, he sounded to many, I think, down about it, defeated even maybe. But he wasn't
definitely
angry. You know, he didn't sound angry or anything like that, I thought. But
I think that,
what is he mad at?
I think he's mad that he couldn't get a deal done. I think he came off mad.
Okay.
Like, not mad like he was mad the day, you know, he made his appearance after the draft. But I think there was an undercurrent of frustration, which isn't necessarily equate to anger. But I think he was frustrated for sure. Maybe even mad. I mean, to admit that, I mean, he even said, I went home as, did he say as mad as any fan or frustrated as any fan about not getting a deal done? He also mentioned feeling like having the thought that it felt like, well, that was a waste of time. Like all the work he did. That to me definitely sounds at least frustrated, if not mad. So, yeah, I think it all sort of lines up. And the fantasy thing, I there was a clip from the morning show today. Joe is off. He's in Florida going to the Miami game. And so Jeremy was hosting without Joe, and he sort of laid out the trail of breadcrumbs, is how he phrased it. And one of the things, along with the fantasy football comment, I didn't catch, there was something about younger GMs in there, which, you know, the Jacksonville GM might be 35 years old. And like that adds to, at least for Jeremy, and I guess to me for an extent too, because I think it at least lines up. I'm guessing they were chasing Brian Thomas Jr., but again, I don't know that. It just sort of, some stuff leads you to that conclusion, but it, you know, you could be way off base. Maybe he was chasing Calvin Ridley or something. I don't know.
That shouldn't have been hard.
But right. But see, like, that's where the trail of breadcrumbs can lead you there, because he said something about, you know, talking to teams and not really, like, you're hanging on to that guy? You know, like, you guys, you know, you're not, your record's not good, your season's not going well, what are you doing? Kind of thing. But the little jab at a younger GM, and I don't remember in what context that was said, but I know Jer mentioned it as part of the case he was sort of building, trying to figure out maybe what happened exactly on trade deadline day. So,
that they come from, like, the fantasy world.
I guess that's what, like, play Madden, play, you know, like, just, you know, you're used to being able to do these things on a computer that in real life it's harder to navigate, I guess, is the point. Which, I don't know, is that not 100% correct? Probably, like, it's, you're dealing with human beings.
It is.
And it's, you know, pro football with salaries and, you know.
There's no point in being bitter about it, though, or being angry at it. Right? I mean, that's what it is. Bean is not an old guy. I mean, we're not talking about Gettleman here. Bean is 49. Does he feel like he's just in the wrong room at this point? I thought before the season, remember this? We're talking about the upcoming season. Like, you know who's really on the hot seat is Brandon Bean. Like, this is, because they haven't had enough success recently in the draft. And Allen is well established. Now your job is to get him to the top, either through drafting defensive linemen constantly or receivers or whatever it is you've got to do. You've got to do it. And it seemed to me like that we would be talking maybe more about him than McDermott, just like that Bean would be the one in the crosshairs this year. And even though they're 6-2 and still very much alive for all of it, I think that that's been right. And especially around the deadline, it's sort of a cheap time to bring it up, because of course it's going to be true around the deadline.
Right.
But still.
I think a part of what we heard and saw him sound and look like, it doesn't really matter what he looked like. I how he sounded on Tuesday, I think he feels that. I really do. I think what I think we heard on Tuesday was a general manager who was defiant about not feeling as though he needed to do a thing that a lot of people out here thought he should do. And as it turned out, weeks into the season, I think he probably realized, either through just his own analysis or people around him, maybe his head coach, maybe his offensive coordinator, maybe his quarterback, I don't know, some combination of things, people may have had an impact on him that he decided, all right, I got to try to do this thing that I didn't think I'd need to do. And then he couldn't do it. I mean, anyone would be frustrated by that scenario. Again, if that's in the ballpark of what went down, right? I'm defiant about thinking I need this. I disagree with the gallery here. I don't think I should have to do this. Look at the results. Look at my team last year. You know, just stick it with this I need another receiver thing. And the season gets going. And again, maybe people around him, maybe he himself just went like, I wish I hadn't gone that far out on that dock. I might have to do a thing. And like, so you swallow hard. I'm going to go do this thing. All right. And then it, to some degree, blows up in your face. And now you've got to go out and talk about how you tried to do the thing, not in specifics. I mean, he's going to tell you, but I mean, he did bring up receiver. I think it makes sense. They were connected to receivers. You know, I trust some of that. I think that's a frustrated person right now. And I think with justification. If I'm, you know, feeling around here accurately at all, that I would be frustrated if I were in that situation. I think anybody would be.
You also, by the way, and, you know, we can disavow this, but listening to McDermott the last time or two.
Yeah.
You brought up how you thought he sounded like he wanted help.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there wasn't any.
Right.
Yesterday.
Right. So I think, you know, there's a lot of dot connecting, and the ice gets thinner the more dots you try to stretch out, and you know, I recognize that. So I'm being intentionally careful here, not because I'm like afraid to say a wrong thing, but I don't want to assert that I know any of this. But I think you can read between some lines. I think you can connect like you did. I'm glad you mentioned the McDermott bit of this from a couple of weeks ago when it sounded like he was frustrated with his pass catchers and thought they needed more. And I did not think the game against Kansas City should have done away with any of that. So it just it makes sense to me that internally there was pressure to get a deal done. And that would make Bean feel more frustrated than just the noise out here, I think. But it all sort of culminates. It's one big wave. And once it's inside the building, then that's a different thing for him. Like, you know, the people he works with might want something to happen, and he couldn't facilitate it.
Let's go to Nick here. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
It's funny because before the trade deadline, I'm not even sure I wanted the Bills to make a move. But then I see all these contending teams making moves, even like a Colts team led by Daniel Jones. And I'm just like, man, they're going in on a Daniel Jones-led team. And the Bills, I just feel like the complacency or like just the content of like being in the realm of having a shot to win, it just almost allows them to be like just okay with, you know, oh, it didn't work out. Where I wanted them to maybe be fired up by the Eagles making all these moves. They just won, and they're still not content. And I can just already see, like, the pattern of excuses that we've seen year after year with, like, oh, man, like, we had a team, but injuries, you know, decimated us at the end of the year. But we're already seeing the injuries pile up. So, like, we could have probably done something to bolster this roster to have a more solidified chance. And I get it, like, maybe Bean didn't see the value, but, like, that's your job, to find a trade to improve your team. Like, that's, I understand if maybe some of the value didn't work out, but your job is to find that value and to make moves to improve your team when everyone else is doing so. And maybe, you know, it doesn't always, it tried. And I think that's what drove me the most nuts, is all these other teams in contention tried.
Well, we got to be careful with over and over saying all these other teams. There are like maybe two.
Indianapolis made a big move for sure. I mean, they pushed all in. Jacksonville made a trade for a receiver, which might explain why it could line up that they would have been willing to part with someone as good and young as Brian Thomas Jr. And Baltimore made a move.
Seattle.
In the AFC. Seattle and the NFC made a move. Philadelphia made a move. They're a top-tier team. That's the list.
Like, New England could have thought it needed somebody. Kansas City and Breece Hall were talked about a lot. Pittsburgh is in a playoff
Denver
spot.
Was Denver was talked about a lot.
Definitely won. Chargers.
Tampa's had a lot of injuries. Did they? I don't think they did anything of substantive.
My struggle this week has been that and this call exemplifies it, has been that we're making the trade deadline out to be basically the entire offseason. You know, it's like, oh, how could you not? Most teams don't. And only recently has the deadline become interesting at all in the NFL. It's not like it's a holiday, you know, where everybody goes shopping. And I mean, these trades are complicated with contracts. And I'm not trying to make excuses for them, because basically you're saying I would have liked one thing. I think one thing gets people off his back. And then you just have to see how it turns out, like Cooper did.
Right.
You know? But that didn't work out. Do we like that he made that trade? I would say yes.
I still do. Yeah.
Didn't work out. Well, the caller's like, that's your job. Well, your job is to get it right, preferably, not just to do anything. And Cooper is a cautionary tale. Maybe they might have been a little bit less willing this time around to make the same trade because of how last year's went. I don't know. I think that might be right. Let's go to RJ. Hi, RJ.
Hey, guys. So my big thing here is listening to him talk yesterday. I felt almost duped by what he was saying, or he was trying to dupe us. I don't believe he believed the words he was talking. He talked about things like, hey, trades couldn't happen, and that's a possibility. I can't, that I will believe, but if you remember, he said, he goes, well, we don't want to push something down so it strangles us in 2027. I don't care about 2027 right now. I care about 2025, and he kept bringing up, oh, well, we have Josh Allen. Stop using that. He needs things to make his team better around Josh. And that's, I think, Bean is us put his hat on Josh Allen, that he can make all the blemishes go away when he plays well. But if he doesn't have that attacker that he can use in a game and rely on, he can't do everything. He can't score every touchdown. He can't run up every ball. And I just felt at that time that in his voice, I just felt he didn't believe what he was saying either on everything he was talking about. And he was hoping the Bills fans bought it. And I'm just not into buying that right now. I'm worried about 2025. Not 2027 right now.
That particular point, I don't blame him for. Maybe some of the other stuff there is fair. But like the glass guys, well, what do your job? His job includes caring about the
2027,
future.
2027, yeah.
And
yeah.
2 years ago, if he makes a move and said, well, or he doesn't, he's like, well, I got to think about 2025. We would have said the same thing because they'd been in the playoffs 3-4 years in a row. And here we would be 2 years later, oh, I wish I didn't do that, had this draft pick or this cap right. space or whatever. So I think that's a little much for me. Like, well, he has to care about the future too. And, you know, well, I guess it's debatable. Like the Colts did what they did. And that's close to not caring about 2027.
Yeah, it is. and it's big money coming in, too. Like, I think the context in which he makes that point is important to remember to the caller and anyone else listening to what the caller just pointed out. I think, you know, he's talking about players with big contracts that they'd be inheriting, which, you know, does not really include Rashid Shaheed or even Brian Thomas Jr. right now. It might include a commitment to, in the future, do something big with that player, but it was not something that was immediately pressing down on you. But there were other players, like Jaylen Waddle's an example of a player with a huge contract that, I never really took the idea of the Bills trading for Jaylen Waddle seriously enough to look at what the contract would actually be like were he to be moved and just how flexible you could have been within that, because I just didn't think Miami was going to trade Jaylen Waddle to the Bills. Possible they could have traded him somewhere else. I just didn't think they'd do it in division. It's another way that I think he is. I understand the caller's frustration. It's a long list of reasons why what we all wanted to happen, including him himself, Bean, didn't happen today. Like maybe deals that were presented to him that he liked the asking price on. Well, why do those? Do we know enough about this now? Why do those deals get made? Because you're inheriting them. You're taking the burden of the contract, and the Bills were not in a position to do that. They just weren't. If they were going to, and Bean did clarify this too, because I mentioned how the Jalen Phillips trade happened, and how the Eagles got Miami to keep a bunch of that money. They converted it to a signing bonus, and so his salary for the rest of the year was, it fit under Philadelphia's cap. There was a deadline to do that with players that were going to get moved, and it was Monday at 4 o'clock, which I did not know about. So you couldn't just call up the Dolphins and ask for Jaylen Waddle and say, yeah, but we need you to take, you know, 80% of his salary this year, convert it to bonus, and then we'll make this trade, and we'll live with the rest of the contract in the future years. That time had already come and gone. And so if Miami were serious about trading the player to a team that couldn't take the full contract, they would have needed to act before Tuesday. And, they didn't.
What's the point of that? So that the league has an extra day to make sure everything's cool?
I'm not sure. The first I ever heard of it was when I heard Bean talking about it I think after our show on Tuesday, it got played.
Oh.
Or yesterday. I don't remember what day. Anyway, so I did not know about that. But, yeah, I'm not sure why that rule, why it exists, why it has to be done that way, why I can't just do that. You know, oh, you want this player? Okay, yeah, we'll do that for you. Like, in the moment, but there is a deadline for it. So he's citing a specific category of player that he couldn't trade for, which would be a guy with a $10 million salary for the rest of the year.
Once it got to be yesterday.
Right, right.
Friday would have been fine.
Sure.
That way you still have the weekend.
Right, right.
Mike is next. Hello, Mike.
How are you?
Good, thank you, Mike.
Listen, I got to jump in on this chorus, too, with Brandon Green. Isn't it all just a little bit simpler than we're making it? Like, the Dolphins are not going to trade with us. The Jets are not going to trade with us. The Jags probably were never giving up Thomas. What about Shaheed? He was there for the taking. He went for a 4 and a 6. Everybody would have been delighted to get that speed on the outside. The asking price wasn't a lot. Why not zero in on the guy you really want and need that will actually help Josh and pull it off?
Well,
literally, go for it. I mean, if a 4 and a 6 took it, maybe a 4 and a 5, you know, might have done the job. Who knows? But there's one player that I think everyone is really frustrated about to see go away for that price that he did.
I'm right with you. I think that's right. And Bulldog said yesterday that maybe the answer to that is that they were still hoping to do better.
Yeah.
And ultimately they couldn't. And if they wanted Shaheed, the frustration you saw yesterday might have been partly that. That was a trade I was willing to make, but we had this other, maybe he thinks somebody played him. And then went the other way at the last minute where it was too late to get Shaheed. You know, in deals, and this isn't something anybody needs to tell Brandon Bean, but timing. And sometimes you got to say yes before there is precedent, before there is a standard that's been set. This is, you know, what a player like this is worth. And then everybody else can work around that. Somebody has to set that. Is that the word I want, precedent? Somebody has to establish that value. And again, maybe this is one where the Bills didn't. Well, we know they didn't.
Right. The danger in being the team that sets the market is that you've set the market and everybody else paid less. And now you look like a chump. But you got the guy, you know, that's the point, right? If you want the guy, get the guy. Listen, I don't know it. My very strong suspicion is exactly what you just said. That, again, not knowing if Shaheed appealed to them or not, but I think it makes sense that they were shooting bigger and Shaheed happened early enough in the day that they might have thought, we got this other stuff cooking and this will be better for us, so let's focus on that and not get, because you get Shaheed, you're not doing the other thing.
So is this all admitting defeat on the receiver room? Even just going as far as to talk about it like that yesterday, and we tried, that isn't what I was predicting, which was that they would not really try.
Mm-hmm.
That they have told you what they want. They have established who they are and what they have, and that they're going to ride it out because their record is good and their numbers are still good. And why would there be any big move? Maybe that was wrong, that they wanted to make a big move but didn't. I'm not claiming victory on that. I never thought a receiver trade was going to happen, but I kind of feel like now they wanted it to. And all right,
that leaves everybody in a kind of a weird place.
What was all that you said? And what happened to 30 points a game? What happened to Keon Coleman's development? I mean, are we done with Coleman? Are we done with Everybody Eats? Are we like just? But even if we are, too bad, because there's no one new to come in and change. Yeah, it's like everything is sort of wrong.
Dude, the day after the draft, the day that he makes his appearance on the station and goes nuclear like he did, that afternoon, I know I said, because I still believe it now, he was putting himself in the line of fire, big time. Your receiver group better come through for Josh Allen in this offense, because if it doesn't, everybody is going to be right here with how much of a spectacle you made of the whole thing after the draft. And I think Tuesday was an opportunity to try to, I don't know, fix that, if you will. And that, I think, is where the frustration came from.
I can't wait for the Bills to win the Super Bowl this year and have Curtis Samuel be their leading receiver at 4 for 37. And we just complain about it at the parade. Sal at 5, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
You know, we try and build this roster to not need a trade, okay? Because these guys are learning the playbook, especially at a wide position of wide receiver. They're learning that all spring, assuming you got them in the spring or you've had them before. And that playbook is being built up, and then game plans are pulled off of that each week by your opponent. And so it's not as easy as, hey, trade for play receiver X, drop him in, and he's just going to run with the rest of them.
Due respect, that's another comment I'm thinking of when I said at the beginning of our conversation today about him. If he sounded different, that would come off worse, I think. Like, I can think of other Sabres and Bills GMs that had more of an edge to their sound, and I probably treated what they said more harshly than I am inclined to do here. But it doesn't – I'm not sure I'm right to be like that. It's more just sort of superficial. He doesn't really need to tell us that players aren't automatically amazingly good when you put them on your team. Like, yeah. Fans don't not know that. We already know that. That it isn't a given that somebody – we know from Bill's experience. I mean, look around. We know all the time that they're not – you don't have to tell us that guys might not work into the lineup fast enough or whatever it is that he was going for there. We know.
I think – I'm sorry, I'm just going to say this because the thought has come into my head each time you've made the point about how he sounds. There's just enough of a Southern accent in there, I think, that just, you know, he does not, he's not Buddy Nix, okay? But there's enough in there that it just, okay, this sounds fine. Whereas I think if he were talking, like, in my voice or your voice or, I don't know, Kevin Adams's voice, it might just, like, I'm not sure I like how this sounds.
I need to sound like him. Because I'm in trouble all the time for perfectly well-meaning advice that, well, I don't like your tone. Yep. I've been getting that my whole life, that my tone is the problem. Like, what about the words? If he had a thicker Southern accent, people would dock him for being dumb. I think that's kind of right, what.
That's why I said.
Unfortunately, he's
not Buddy Nix. But it's subtle. But it's like, this just seems like a nice guy. Which I think a Southern accent, like your knee-jerk, not to be completely awfully stereotypical, I think your knee-jerk reaction, listening to someone with just a little bit of a Southern accent, is like, this is pleasing.
Yeah, right. It sounds nice.
Yeah.
I need to find a slight Southern accent somewhere.
Right.
My grandfather just died. When I would hang out with my grandfather for a couple days, I always came back with a little bit of a kick to my voice because
yeah.
He had he's from Kentucky. Just like what I'm doing right now is a little bit of grandpa, uh-huh. just sort of yep. a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a style. But that would wear off.
When you were younger, right? Like when I was a kid, we'd go to, you know, drive south for a 2-week vacation. Mm-hmm. I'd come back and I think... If I don't have audio evidence of this, but I think I had a little bit of a more fried chicken on my voice.
You come back with a drawl?
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right. Well, what's the point? None of that should matter.
No, of course.
Give it to us in Italian next time. I mean, whatever. None of it should matter. Jim is next. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener. Appreciate what you guys do every day.
Well, thanks for being a long-time listener. We appreciate that.
My take today is, how do we know what the true ask was to the Buffalo Bills? Or if, I heard Kansas City was in on Bryce Hall. I don't know if that just was floating out there, if that was a true statement. Given that GMs are probably looking for as much as they can to do the best things they can. Everybody's trying to win the deal. They're going to try to ask for as much as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Shaheed went for a fourth and a fifth, but maybe the ask to Buffalo was a third, a fifth, or a fourth, a two fours, or something different that just seemed too steep for that player. And I'm not trying to defend Dean, but...
No, you're making a perfectly reasonable point. We do not know. It was a fourth and a sixth, by the way, that Shaheed went for. But yeah, no, we don't know on what end of things it went awry.
I'm as frustrated as everybody else being a fan, lifelong fan, and hoping, you know, let's make a deal, let's get something to put us over the edge and give us that extra. We've got all these injuries, you know, let's give us something, and nothing happened. And, I mean, it was all the teams that, you know, Kansas City really didn't do anything, we didn't really do anything, some of the other teams didn't do anything. I can't say that I think there was a caller a couple calls ahead of me that said something about worrying about 26 or 27. Yeah, they have to. You can't sell the farm, just because you need something today. And I agree with that to an extent, but yeah, it's frustrating. He always alludes to, it takes two to tangle. And I think that we didn't get all the information. I think he was trying to be as most sincere as possible without telling who he was dealing with or what was going on.
Okay.
I'm sure he was making phone calls, but yeah, that's my point.
Okay.
I'll listen to you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could always say we don't know if Seattle had a different asking price to the Bills than the Saints, or rather the Saints, a different asking price to the Bills than to Seattle. But why would they? I mean, I know you don't want to assume anything here. Why would they? Why wouldn't the Saints want to do the best they could do?
The teams are comparable enough in the standings right now. They could be worried, you know what, the Bills are going to go farther. Their picks are going to be less valuable than Seattle's maybe. So that would be a reason why you want something more from Buffalo.
Okay.
I guess.
Day three.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just know, like, what we're talking about today here is... Yes, it ends up being like we're speculating.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Thinking about and guessing about what may have happened and who were they targeting and how did it fall apart, if indeed there was even anything in place that fell apart. What this conversation today sprang from was you pointing out how he sounded yesterday or Tuesday when he spoke. Like, he sounded frustrated, even maybe angry about the failure to get a deal done. And so that in and of itself leads you to think, at least strongly suspect, that he was in on stuff and it just never got across the finish line. Because he talked about how hard they grinded on these guys. They really worked on it. And it all ended up being for naught and whatever. Like, he very much came across to me. There have been times where GMs, I'm thinking more of the hockey teams in our history here, came off like, of course we weren't doing that. No, that's not for us.
Kevin Adams is often that way.
And what,
right?
Yeah. Right. When what Bean sounded like when he talked about this was like, I didn't do a good job at my job today. It is how I think he came off. And I think when someone is taking that posture, it's largely because they really believe they didn't get done what they set out to do. They did not make happen what they wanted to make happen.
Everything the Sabres haven't gotten done, they didn't want.
Right.
why would we want to move Zemgus? You know, just like everything's by design over there, it sounds like to me. Over the years, the line is coming up.
Oh, hey now.
I mean, hopefully Bean, is for his sake, is in a better mood today. He probably is because of the Journey announcement.
What's the Journey announcement?
They're coming to Buffalo on their final Frontier tour. Well, of course you would have missed that because Journey is the one band ever that you have you just don't care about, and would have missed that. I'm sure there's lots of other music news today.
That is not the one band ever. There are many such bands, okay, but they are very much at near the top of that list.
They're not interesting to you at all.
Not at all. No.
I love them. I love Journey. So maybe we'll go see Journey.
You know, they're not at the top of that list for me because I understand their appeal well enough. I mean, I do. It's not my thing. I don't like it, but I get it. And I don't say that like, you know, I'm judging. It just does not appeal to me. A band like Def Leppard, I've never really understood the appeal. Like, they're as popular, if not more popular than Journey. I don't know. Huge band. And I just don't, I look at it, I hear it, and I just go, I don't know. I don't, there's nothing here for me that I don't understand how you like this. You have ears and eyes. I don't get it. Journey, I understand. I understand the.
Yep, I see. I understand.
How the chemistry going. Oh, I like this. Def Leppard is a mystery to me. I will go to my grave not understanding how they sold like billions of records. I don't get it.
10 records. How did you sell 10 records?
Let alone 5 million.
Yes. How did you do it? The Line and then Sal as we return. It'll be Sabres and Blues tonight. Pregame at 6 here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.